Okay, let's start with Shavuos Daf Mem Gimel as we continue our march through Perek Shavuos HaDayanim, this Perek, which is all jam-packed with halachas relating to Baba Kama and Baba Metzia, and of course Shavuos. And let's start with the Mishnah again on Mem Beis and Mem Beis. Says the Gemara, Ve'elu Hodvarim She'en Ishbaran Aleihem, the following items one does not take a Shavua on, even though we're talking about Shavuos, that Beis Din is Mechayev a person, but there are certain objects that Beis Din will not be Mechayev a person on, based on Psukim, as the Gemara will explain. Ha'avadim. Avadim are hukash lakarkos, and therefore you don't take a shua on avadim. Vashdaros, vakarkos, vahekdeshos. Those four are excluded from shvuos. Ein lam tashlume kefel, velo tashlume arba vachamisha. They're excluded also from kefel. If somebody steals karka, hektish, they don't pay double on it. If Adam come and say they stole, velo tashlume arba vachamisha, and also they don't pay four and five, as we will see why. Astosis, how is it possible anyway to steal karka? Right, what's the Havamina? You'd only Mechayev Kefel if you violated Geneva. Geneva is Mechayev Kefel if Edom come. So how is it possible to steal Karka? It says Tosas, Vein Len Tashlume Kefel, the Afilu Bakarka Shaicha Geneva, Kigon Masig Gvul, number one, Hasagas Gvul, meaning I move the border. There's a border between our fields and I move the border. And that's a way that I could steal Karka, right, without anybody knowing. Or Inami Bigifanim Tuunos. If I have vines that are laden with grapes, Vahalo Toin Tainas Ganav, you say that I am watching 10 fields of laden grapes for you, and you admit to 5. So that is a case of karka, because it is connected to the ground. But Rabbi Meir Moda, Nami B'Sheinom Disli Batzer, either it's connected to the ground, or even if you hold, as we'll see in the Gemara, Be'ez Hashem, like the opinion that says, if they're ready to be cut, ki'ilu, they're cut. So, even if they're not cut, b'she'en b'suro, so then there is always a case of grapes where one would be able to say that it has the status of karka. The question that Rabbi Chanan asks on there, Rabbi Chanan, this Tosfos appears in the beginning of Perek Maruba also, in Baba Kama on Daf Samach Beis, so the Rabbi Chanan there asks, but one second, but right now the grapes aren't there. So if the grapes aren't there, if the grapes are there, there's nothing to talk about. He says, no, I only have 10 vines, 5 vines. So if the grapes aren't there, they were stolen. So then why is that called karka? Isn't that metatala now that they've been cut? Asks Rav Elchanan. V'kashak, even the talshan, tsubo havi karka. V'tzarech lomar, says Rav Elchanan, how do you determine karka versus metatlan? What's the key moment in the process of this tviya v'nitva? V'tzarech lomar kivan de b'shas kabbalas shmira haya karka v'lo chal alav be'ahi shaita din toin tain esganav lo yischayev achar kach afilu kishenas etalosh. The din zel yischayev bekvira v'shvua tzarech lachul alav b'shah shenaase shomer. Says the Kovet Shiurim in Baba Kama Os Dalid that the key time you see from here is the time of Chalos Shmira, the time when he takes the object and he becomes a Shomer. That's when we determine whether it's Karka or Metaltalin. Right? And right now, even though it's Metaltalin, because originally it was Karka, so that is good enough to be excluded from the laws of Shmira. That is Shvua. Number one. Number two, an important comment of the Ran on our Mishnah. The Ran says that we don't take a Shvua on all these items. So fine, that's Shvuas Vodim Miksas. That's Shvuas HaShomrim. What about a Shvuas Eid Echad? What about a Shvuas Eid Echad? Asks the Ran, didn't we learn a couple of days ago that whenever two Edim are Mechayev something, one Edim can be Mechayev something, what if two Edim say that so-and-so owns this Karka? So he owns the Karka. We would trust two witnesses, so why don't we trust one witness to be Mechayev a Shvu in that case? Isn't there an exact parallel, asks the Ran, between whenever two Edim can be Mechayev and whenever one Ed can be Mechayev? Asks the Ran, Tzarech Tam. Right, we learned, he quotes the Gemara that we had earlier, and then he says, Kishem, Shonu Mechayev in Shvua, Bados Eid Echad, Bepachos, Bishay Kesev, just like we said that an Eid Echad can be Mechayev, even less than two Kesef, even though the other Shvuas have that minimum requirement. Why? Because Komakos, Shemachayev, and also Eid why isn't there an exact parallel? The Kachni release says the Ran, this is on Chaf Gimel of a base in the Dafi Arif. No, the Dinush and Ischayev Shua Bapakot be Bekesav Ados Eid Echad. Fine, I understand, less money, minimum requirement for the Chiyuv, for an Eid Echad, because Chiyuvo shall Eid Echad Lishvua Nilmon mi Chiyuvo shall Shnayim Lamamon. Ulaficha, Kishem Shein Chelik Bein Shtei Kesav Lapachos Mehen, Lachiyuv Tashluma Bishnei Dim. Kachin Roy Shein Chalik b'shvua habavadas edachan. But b'karkos avadim and shtaros, it's not true. Even by shtei edim, there's distinctions. Dino cholak min ha-metaltalin in tashlum in b'shtei edim. Shem bo edim ve-hedi idu b'metaltalin ar shomar chinem shepasha al shomar chisachar shenigrivu v'ashor shenensu. Right? What if two edim testify about karka v'shomer that still would be pater from a shvua? Rav Shol Shenetsu Chayavim v'meidu shech b'chayotzi bazeh b'karkos peturin. Lefichach, just like karka has a weakened status by two edim, so too it has a weakened status by an echad, and therefore only less than shtei kesef would be parallel. But here it is parallel, just like two edim would have a reisa, so too here. Okay, without getting into all the details of what the halacha would be, though, in that case. We continue, though, now in the Mishnah. Shomer chinam eino nishba, nosi sachar eino mishalim. A shomer chinam shomer sachar, do not take a shvua if there is karka or hektish or shtaris involved, right? They're watching a star, they're watching hektish, there's no shvua there too. And a nosi sachar doesn't pay for that case, either. Reb Shimon says, well, it depends on the type of hektish. Kashim shachay bachriyusa nishban aleihem, v'shein machay bachriyusa nishban aleihem. The sheet of Reb Shimon that comes up in other places as well is the chalik between neder and nedava. When it comes to a nedava, where I said this animal should be hektish, so that's called kashim that I'm not chay bachriyusa. If it gets stolen or lost, I don't have to repay it. I just said I'm getting this animal, so that I'm not nishba'on because that is a regular karban. But by chay bachriyusa, which is a neder, I hereby promise to give an animal. So if this animal disappears, I have to give a different animal. So that's good enough to be mechayev. That's davar hagorim lamamon, and therefore I would take a shvua on that. It's not just a regular case of hektish, as Rashi explains here. Davar gan lamamon, Reb Shimon kemamon dami, and therefore it's as if you are swearing on mamon, not just on hektish. Stop there for a moment. There is a very huge topic to discuss on this Mishnah. And it comes up whenever this topic comes up in Shas, when we say that Karka, Avadim, are excluded from Dinei Shmira. So there's no Shvua on it. That's true. That's what the Mishnah says, that a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Sachar, Shomer Chinam wouldn't swear, a Shomer Sachar wouldn't pay in these cases. What about Pshia? What about if a Shomer Chinam is Poshea in an Eved, is Poshea in a Karka? What's the halacha there? So this is the Rambam in Hilchos Schiris. All the Rishonim right here, the Rashba, the Ritva, all quote the Rambam also. The Rambam is based on a Yirali. Yirali means he's not basing it on any prior source, but he's saying it based on his own conviction. Yirali says the Rambam, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel in Schiris. Shem Pashash, Shomer Ba'avadim, V'chayotze Behen, Chayev L'shalem. If a Shomer Chinam, or any Shomer, is Poshea, he's Chayev to pay. Why is he chayav to pay? What do you mean chayav to pay? If I'm poshea in your property, so then I'm not chayav to pay. I cause you a loss. Let's say I left open your backyard door, so your animal goes out and gets killed. Right? So am I chayav to pay? That's grumma. Right? If I actually killed your animal, fine, I'm chayav to pay. But what if I just opened, I was poshea? Pshia doesn't automatically turn into a chayav. But the Rambam says for a shomer, pshia turns into a chayav. Says the Rambam, Afalpi, even though you're pater from Shvuah, but if you're Poshea, you're chayef to pay. Sheino pater b'avadim b'karkos v'shtaros, elamidin geneva v'aveda v'hamisa v'chayotze b'hen. Right, what is the Mishnah saying that you're pater from Shvuah and from geneva v'aveda? Shema yashomer chinam ametaltel v'nignivu avdu yishava u'ba'avadim b'karkos v'shtaros pater mishvuah. And if you're a shomer sachar that usually pays for geneva v'aveda by metaltel, you're pater. But if you're Poshea, here are the magic words. Says the Rambam, Avalim Pasha Chayav L'Shalem. Why? Shekala Poshea, Maziku. If you're Poshea, then you are a Mazik. If I'm supposed to be guarding the animal, and instead of guarding the animal, guarding anything, I am negligent, that translates into a Chiyuv to pay. And that's worse than stam a person on the street. So I'm a person on the street. Okay, I'm a bad guy. Maybe I did an Avera by not watching your animal properly. I violated V'yatzor HaKamocha. And if Grumma Bini Zaken is an Isser, I also violated that too. But I don't have to pay if I was just negligent. But if I am a Shomer and I'm Poshea, that's the Chiddush of the Rambam. Kol HaPoshea Mazaku. Whenever you have these Peturim by Karka and Metaltalin, by Karka and Shvua, sorry, by karka and hektish and avadim, right? So by all of those, the patur does not apply to mazik. And the Ravid and all the other Rishonim jump on the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah, Yesh Machlokes Yeshana Ben HaMefarshim. This is an age-old Machlokes amongst the Mefarshim. The Ravid says, V'im emes huzeh shomer chinam lama eno nishbal tainaso shela pasha. Shoyem pasha mishalim. So what do you mean? If you're always take a shvua in order to make yourself potter, and unless, if you don't do that, you're chayiv, then shomer chinam should swear in that case. But we'll focus on the last question that he asks. V'ein po shei mazik, it's not true. Shem hayakein pshia babaylim lama pater. Ela she'ein posheya domel amazik. What's the kasha on the Rambam? The kasha on the Rambam that many ask is, what about shmira babaylim? We know a show elas chayav on everything, but by baal of imo, if the baylim are there, so then we say that there is a ptur even by a shoel. But one second, there's a ptur of baal of imo even by pshia. But if posheya is kamazik, so then, if I'm mazik something in front of you, why am I potter? Right? Baal Avimo, ask the Rishonim, ask the Rashba, ask the Ravid, right? So according to the Rambam, right? How could it be? Shmir Babaylim, you know, isn't that a, you should be chayev by Poshiach Kamazik. So that is the discussion of the Achronim. Reb Chaim discusses this in, it's quoted in the Bircha Shmuel in Simin Babakama, in Simin Lamed Beis in Babakama. The Berachah Shmuel said he asked his kasha to Reb Chaim and said, no. Shmira Babaylim, we have to understand that Chiddush. Again, a Shoel is chayav in almost everything. Why is, if the Shomer is there, if the owner is there, or if the owner, again, getting into Baba Metzia Sugyas, is working for the Shomer at the time that he creates the Shmira, so why is there a Ptur? Says Reb Chaim, Tehine, vada emad agabi shomer chayv epshia midin mazik shayach din zeshi chashi mazik hurach lagabi shomer. For lagabi misheino shomer. Obviously, as we just said, only if you're a shomer, you have this prior relationship, do we say that there is a chiyav of posheya kamazik. If I'm some person, I'm a posheya, but I'm not a mazik. To misheino shomer, lo yechashiv gabi shi mazik aide epshia, kim aide maise biyadayim. Verak de gabi shomer chidsha torah de pshia havigam kem bechala parsha, to makabe mishamenek ma mazik biyadayim. The Alkane Shaper Mavur. So that's why Dafka by Karka of Adam Ishtaros, where you are a Shomer. If I'm guarding Karka, am I a Shomer? Of course I'm a Shomer. I'm a Shomer. I just have a Ptur Shvua based on Psukim. So that's where we would say Poshea Kemazik. But here's the Chiddush of Reb Chaim, and based on other sources as well. Mashenke Gabe Balavimo, the Dina Pturhu Bahashmira Atzma. Says Reb Chaim, Baal Avimo is a hafkaas shame shomer. If when I borrow something from you as a shoel, at that time you are working for me in some other context, so I'm not a shomer. Because that's the ptur, that's how the lumdus of Baal Avimo. And therefore if I'm not a shomer, that's why I'm putter. Right, even though Poshiach Kamazik by Shmira, but if I'm not a Shomer, so then I'm not going to be Chayiv. Just two rayas in the Rishonim for Reb Chaim. Number one, the Sefer Achinuch. Sefer Achinuch points out in Mitzvah Samach that Baal Avimo does not go by the Shas HaPshia, it goes by the Shas HaSheela. Why should it go by the Shas HaSheela? If you focus on the Mazik, focus on the act of Pshia itself, the answer is no. The second that there's Baal Avimo at the moment of the Shmira, then you're not a Shomer. And if you're not a shomer, so then it is not going to lead to a case of Poshiach Kamazik, number one. And the other, Shteya is in the Ralbag. The Ralbag is the least of the famous itties. There's Maimonides, Nachmanides, Rambam, Ramban, and then the Ralbag, Gersonides. So if you look in the Ralbag on Chumash, in Parshas Mishpatim, so the Ralbag there says, Ralbag is not as popular a Mafarish on Chumash, more on Navi, but again, it's very important, right? He says some extreme radical opinions in certain cases. That's why he's a little off the beaten path. But the Ralbag says, on this pasuk of Baal of Imo, I'll read you the lashon. Why? Kimin hasheker sheyihia adam eved v'adon yachad leish. You can't wear two hats. says the Ralbag in Halacha. If you're an Eved, you can't be an Adon, and vice versa. So if I'm a Shoel to you, so then I can't be a Mashil to you. At the same time, in terms of the Hafkah Shev Shoma, that's exactly what he says, like Rav Chaim said. There are other svaris, but those are just two ideas from the Chinuchan, from the Ralbag, to explain Rav Chaim, to explain the Rambam, about Baal Avimo and Poshea Kamasik. But again, that is a much discussed Rambam, a lot more, but it has to do with this Mishnah right here. Okay, that's part one of the Mishnah. Let's continue. Rabbi Meir Omer. There are some things that are like karka, but they're not exactly like karka. And the chachamim don't admit to that. Ketzad, what we alluded to before. Eser gefanim tunas basati lecha. Ruvein tell Shimon, I gave you 10 laden vines to watch. V'alo omer einan elachamesh. No, you only gave me 5. So is that karka or is that metaltalin? Right, it's grapes, but they're still connected to the ground. So machlokas, Rabbi Meir machayev shvua, because it is not considered karka. It is called karka, and therefore the patur still applies. Period. Now each one of these is going to be discussed by the Gemara. Next, a nishba and ella al davar sheba midah v'sheba mishka v'sheba minyan. You only take a shvua on something exact, something that is measured, something that is weighed, something that is counted. Has to be an exact. Ketzad bayis mali masar tilacha. I gave you a house full of whatever. The kiss mali masar tilacha, or a pocket full of money. Falo meni odeya ella mashi nachta at an hotel. I don't know, but this is what's left. This is what I have. It's putter. The taina wasn't specific. The hodah wasn't specific. Potter ze omer aziz ze omer achalon chayev. Right. This one says till the windowsill. This one says till the window chayev. So there, it's a specific amount given. Even though you don't have a number on it, but that's good enough for it to be considered mida in that case. Again, the details between a specific amount versus a indescript, non-specific amount, well, we discussed that, I think, last week already, right, by the Beis Halevi about the Rambam and relating it to Maimon Har Sinai, where a person can be machayev themselves to any amount, as long as it's definite, as long as it's kasa. I hereby obligate myself to give you 10 million shekel, right? So that is, works, even though it's a lot, right? That's hodas bal din k'beidim dami, as we discussed, yesterday. At the bottom of Mem Aleph Amid Beis. But if it's not a specific amount at all, then it wouldn't work. So to hear Modim Mixas and the Chiyav Shvua would not work either. One final point on the Mishnah, and that is the Rashba here notes, when we say there's a Petur of Shvuas Shomer, so there is a Machlokas Rishonim, we know, we're going to see this later, and I'll mention it now because it's going to come up, there are really, within the world of Shvuas HaShomerim, there's really Lamaisa, 3 Shvuas that are taken, right? The 3 Shvuas Araises, Shvuas Eid Echad, Shvuas HaShomerim, and Shvuas Modu Mixas. But within Shvuas HaShomerim, this is a Hamafkid issue, within Shvuas HaShomerim, there are 3 Shvuas. Right, every shomer, let's say it's a shomer chinam, and it was stolen, so I'm going to be putter. So what do I swear? I swear 3 things. I swear, says the Rambam, in Hilchos She'ela Upikadon, in Perek Vav, I swear what happened, that I guarded it properly, like a derech hashomerim, and this is what happened. I swear that it's not in my reshus, shvua she'ena reshuso. And number 3, I swear that I didn't use it, shvua shalosh shalachti boyad. Lamaisa, all 3 of those. And again, one of the big discussions is, do you ever cancel out 1 of those, 2 of those? Do you ever, are there any chiluk in between the package? Lamaisa, it's a package, but they didn't all start at the same time, and Lamaisa, that's what's done. We'll get back to reading that Rambam. But the Rashba says right here on our Mishnah, the Odra Isi b'mixas me'raboseinu at Sarfatim, de shomarchinem pater af min ashvua shaloshalach bayad ve'ena b'shuso. You might have limited the Petur Shvua in our Mishnah to your Pater to about swearing about what happened. But the Shvua that it's not in your Rishus, of course you have to take that Shvua. Or Shlosh Shachti Bayad. No, the Rashba at least quotes a Deya, which he seems to agree to, that your Pater from all of the Shvuas visits Sarach Li'ian. And the Rashba says, Sarach Li'ian. If you look in the Ran quotes this from the Rashba, and Beferish argues, Eini moda she Pater Mishua Shene Bershuso. Kivan she Shvua Zu Chachamim Tiknua Shem Eidam Nasan Ba. Right? Maybe, but why did he take a shvua shene b'shusa? Maybe he's making the whole thing up. He'll pay for it, but he wants to keep your watch. Right? So, of course you have to take a shvua, shema ein of shvua shene b'shusa. So again, that is the a discussion in the Rishonim, and then the Achronim, the Ksos discusses this, as in Memvav, Sivkat and Memdalid, you know, how exactly, those Shuas work, and how far reaching is the Patur mentioned here in the Mishnah. So again, on this little Mishnah, we have the discussion of how do you determine Karka Matatlin in terms of what moment do you go by? Poshea Kemazik, the Rambam, right? The three Shuas Hashomrim, number three, and other issues that come up. Okay, jam-packed Mishnah. So now let's get to some of the limudim. Says the Gemara, "Tashlumei kefel min alon." How do we know that all these items are excluded from kefel? Detan rabbanan. Al kol dvar pesha klal. Al shar al chamor al sev al salma prat. So we have the general, the specific. Al kol aveda chazav a klal. Kol aprat klal iet adon elokin aprat. So we need only items that are similar to the specifics given. Ma prat mefurish dover hamitaltel v'gufa mamon. Av kol dover hamitaltel v'gufa mamon has to be something that is movable and inherently considered mamon, not just something of value. So we exclude all these items. Yatsu karkos she'ein metaltelin. How about Baba Kama? Excluding karka that are not metaltalin, because karka can't move, even though we spoke about in Tosis, you know, how exactly could you steal karka, but still, inherently, it's not metaltalin. Yatsu avadim shushal karkos, avadim ar hukash, yatsu shtaros, sha'af abishain metaltalin in gufa mamon. And excluding shtaros that, even though they are metaltalin, they're movable, but in gufa mamon, right? They symbolize some type of money. Shtaros, there are different types of shtaros also. We're talking about certain types. So in gufa mamon, hektish re'euksiv. And Hektish, is excluded, it says for the word, from Re'ehu, if you do Gneva from Re'ehu, and Hektish is not, Re'ehu. So all of these items are excluded. Again, each one of these requires its own analysis. Just to mention one point. The Tosfos, not Tosfos here, Tosfos in Baba Kama. Tosfos in Baba Kama, Tosfos alludes to it, a little bit, but Tosfos in Baba Kama, these same four lines appear at the beginning of Perek Merubah, the seventh Perek of Baba Kama. We know Gneva, Gneva and Gzela are discussed in the 7th, 9th, and 10th parak of Baba Kama. The first 6 parakim of Baba Kama are about Nezek. 7th, 9th, and 10th are about Gneva and Gzela, and the 8th parak is about Chavala. Says the Tosfos, beginning in Merubah, Yatsu Shtaros, same Gemara. V'im tomar, lama li krala ma'ed mi kefel. What do you need a pasuk to exclude shtaros from kefel? V'ha afilu ibdo biadayim, lo mishalim keren, leman delo da'in din degarmi. Right? You need a, what is kefel? Kefel means I have to pay double for what I stole. But, says Tosfos, but one second. Even if I destroyed the shtar, I'm not gonna have to pay keren, which means I'm not gonna have to pay kefel. Why? If I don't hold of garmi. Garmi, what's garmi? Remember the three ways to damage someone. Either I could directly damage them, that's called maisa yashir, that's a maisa hezek, that I'm chaya for. Maybe totally indirect, that's grama. Grama b'nizakan is pater. Might be aser, but it's pater. Then you have something in the middle, garmi. And there's different types of chisronos when it comes to garmi. One of them is, you destroy a shtar. I didn't burn $100 of yours, I destroyed a shtar that says you owed $100. That's not exactly the same. Right, so mazik shibuto shal chaveiro. So says the Tosfos, if you don't hold of garmi, then you don't need a pasuk to exclude shtaros from kefel. V'yafilu man didayin, and even if you hold of garmi, this is Tosfos Ashita in a few places in Shas, right? Baba Basra and Baba Kama, right? A few places, but again, most other Rishonim don't hold of this, but this is Tosfos. And even if you hold of garmi, it's only derabanan. Tosfos holds on a daraisa level, garmi is grama, and therefore you're pater. Garmi is drabanan, right? We noted whenever this comes up that the Rashi and the Rambam both never make a chiluk explicitly between garmi and grama in terms of lemaisa. So it could be that they also are in this wavelength at least. But the other Rishonim know. The other Rishonim say garmi is daraisa if you hold of garmi. But either way, Tosfos says, so what do you need the pasuk for? What do you need the pasuk to exclude shtaros from kefel if you're never going to be chayiv anyway if you don't hold of garmi? And even if you do, it's only drabanan. V'yeshlomar, Tosfos says, Kivan. You're right if you destroy it. You don't have to pay. But we're talking about a case if it wasn't destroyed. If it wasn't destroyed and you just stole it, it could be that just like you have to give it back, you have to give every object that you steal back. Right? So if you steal an eved, the Mishnah only says that you're putter from a shur, doesn't say you don't have to give the eved back. That's geneva. Of course you have to give the eved back. So Tosfos says, the Havamina is that once there's Karen, there's Kefel. There's a kesher haduk, there's a tight connection between the keren and the kefel. And therefore, if you're going to have to give the keren back, then you might have to give the kefel back too. And that's why you need a pasuk to exclude. But again, that gets into, mentions issues of garmi, and other issues as well. Also, Tosfos there relates to the Tosfos in other places in Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Vav, Daf Ayin Tes in Baba Kama, about the two types of hektish, as we alluded to at the end of the shiur yesterday, from the Ritva, right, about hektish mafkiyah midei shibud, right, there might be a difference between Kedushas Mizbeach, Kedushas Beth HaKavayis, there is a difference, but it might be important here as well. Okay, let's continue. V'lo arba v'chamisha. Also, all of these items do not pay 4 and 5. Why? My time, tashlumi arba v'chamisha, merachman, v'lo tashlumi gimel v'dalid. Right, once you don't pay kefel, then gimel v'dalid does not exist, because arba v'chamisha is built on kefel. Built on kefel. Right, why? For shar and set. Shomrachina meno nishpa. Minon emili dezon rabbanon. How do I know that a shomrachina does not swear? And again, the four shomrim are all discussed. We're going to need a source for each one. We know the Torah itself in Parshat Mishpatim discusses this. Remember, back in the days of the Rishonim, Parshat Mishpatim, according to some, were split into two. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, there's Parshat Mishpatim and Parshas Im Kesef Talveh, right? Two types, two parshas. It was split up, right? It's jam-packed, right? You do, from Parshas Bereishis, if you're Maver Sedra, it goes, then you get to Mishpatim, and it's huge, right? How much to do? It used to be two parshas. But again, there's separate sections for each of the Shomrim. That's interesting. Why didn't the Torah just put it into one section? Okay, you might say there is differences in halacha. But the question is, does that reflect different conceptual ideas of Shmirah? Or is it basically a quantitative difference or a qualitative difference? The fact that the Torah makes different parshios seems to reflect that it is different qualitative types of shomrim. So some of them are pretty straightforward, that they would be different quality. Shoel versus the others. A shoel is chayv and onsin, which reflects, according to most, bilus. So a shoel, to some extent, is a bilum. So to say that a shoel is different conceptually than the others, that makes sense. Shomachinim, shomersachar, it's a little trickier. Right, Shomachinim, Shomersachar, to say that they are different qualitatively or just quantitatively. He's chayiv in this and he's chayiv in less or more. So that's a bigger question. But again, the Torah makes differences. But we know the Mishnah tells us about Metziah, you have to make a Tanai. Masna Shomachinim Lioska Shomersachar. Or vice versa. So what does that Tanai do? Right, so is that just a Dini Mamanis acceptance Tanai, or is that changing the status of the Shomer? But again, as we're about to have, we have separate sources for each of the Shomrim, why they're excluded, right? You might have said, once you have one Shomer excluded from all of these halachas, all of them apply. No, the Torah demands, the Gemara demands, that each Shomer has their own exclusion. So again, Shomer Chinam, Minon Emili, Dizan Rabbana, Kitin Shoreyu, Klau, Kesef Okelim, Prat, Lishmor, Chazar V'Klau. Right, that we say it has to be similar to the details.
Of course, we're talking about an Eved Kenani. An Eved Ivri is not hukash lakakos. An Eved Ivri is a full Jew. An Eved Ivri is chayv in mitzvahs. Fully, Eved Kenani is hukash lakakos. Yatsu shtaros, sha'aval bishim metaltalin, ain gufan mamon. Even though they are movable, but they're not guva mamon, hektish re'ehu ksiv. Hektish is excluded because of re'ehu. Also interesting, based on what I was just talking about, and that is something that the Rishonim don't really deal with. If you look in Parsha Mishpatim, by all of these parshios, it doesn't say specifically anywhere, chinam, sachar, it says shoa, v'chiyishal. But Torah Shebal Peh teaches us, oh, this Parsha says that you're chayiv in Gneva Veda, so that must be talking about a Shomer Sachar. Right? This Parsha says that you're chayiv only in Pshia, that must be talking about a Shomer Chinam. It's interesting the Torah doesn't say Beferish. Just leaves that for Torah Shebal Peh. Right? You read the Psukim, it just sounds like a Shomer is chayiv in this, a Shomer is chayiv in that, doesn't even say specifically which one, but we have to fill it in. That also might be telling why the Torah didn't specify Bichsav, Beferish, what each shomer is. It just describes different shomerim with different halachos without telling us which one, and it's up to the chazal to tell us which one is being referred to. The Rambam, in that same parak of Poshia Kamazik, in Schirus, mentions that by Hektish, even though Hektish is excluded from Shvua, the Rabbana were Mesakin a Shvua when it comes to Hektish. Says the Rambam, the beginning of Perek Beis and Hilchos Chiras. Shlosha dinim amurim b'Torah b'arba shomrim. Three dinim by the four shomrim. Einan ela b'metaltalin shel Yisrael v'shel hediot. Shneemar kesav okelim v'chol behema. Yotzer karkos v'yatzu avadim shukol karkos v'yatzu shtaros. The Rambam says all these three things are excluded. Yotzer akdeshos v'nichse goyim. Mikan amur chachamim. Ha'avadim v'shtaros v'karkos v'akdeshos shomachinim shalahem ino nishpa no tisachar o sachar ino mishalim. V'mkano miyado chay b'achar yusan. Okay, if you did a kenyan. Then the Rambam adds, v'tiknu chachamim. Shenishbain al hagdeshos shvuas hashomrim ke'ein shel Torah. Right? Not by the others. There wasn't this by the other, exclusions, but by hekdesh, the rabbanu were mesakein a shvua kedesh shelo yizalzelu begdeshos. So people aren't mezalzel in hekdesh. Right? That is the Rambam. Says the Hagos Mamanios right here, hani mili behekdesh gomur, behachashu rabbanan tfeish lo yizalzelu behekdeshos, avol bishel aniim, lo chayshinan kulei, velo tignu lishav aleim. So you might say, what about stalka? She also swear by stalka. No, the rabbanan were only misakin when it comes to real hekdesh. Right? That is the, takana, right? Cause we want to protect hekdesh. Which is interesting, because we find opposite. Well, we find, obviously, extra guards by hekdesh, but we also find sometimes that people are scared of hekdesh. Right? So maybe you don't even need extra guards. Right? You find that sometimes in the Gemara. Ah, oh, people are scared of hekdesh, don't worry, they're not gonna fool around. Right? What did we just have? Kanunya. Right? We just had that yesterday's daf. Right? Membez Mabez, right before the Mishnah. Right? By, do we make a person take a shvua? Lipara minichse hekdesh. We said you make him take a shvua. Right? So we said, oh, maybe only hekdesh and he's about to die. Right, that's where people are not gonna be scared. So sometimes, you know, people are, Chazal have to get into the minds of the psychology of people and figure out exactly what they would do, what they wouldn't do. Okay, so that is all. Number one, the patur of all of these items by Shomer Chinam. Noser Sachar in a Mishalim. Next, Shomer Sachar does not pay. Minolan, the Tanur Rabbanan. Kita Nisha Re'eu, Klal. Chamor, Oshor, Oseh, Prat. V'chol Behema, Lishmar, Chazav, Klal. Klal, Prat, Klal. V'chulu, Ad, Hekdesh, Re'eu, Ksiv. Right? Same Shakla Vitaria, that we have by Shomer Sachar. Period. Rebbe Meir Omer. Yesh Ram Shenka Karka, Ve'enika Karka. We get into the next part of the Mishnah. Right, items that are connected to the ground, that are like the ground, not like the ground, right? So they talk about grapes, vines that are connected to the ground. That's the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Rabbi Meir says that they are considered metaltalin, and the Chachamim say no. Kol mechub lekarka, harehu kekarka. Before we get into the actual, let's just do the first few lines, and then we'll mention a case. Michlal, Rabbi Meir star kol mechub lekarka, einu kekarka. The Mishnah says that Rabbi Meir says you take a shvu on these vines. So is that to tell me that Rabbi Meir holds that even if it's connected to the ground, it's not like the ground? So ademiflagi bituunos, luflagi bisrukos. So what does the Mishnah specifically talk about laden vines with grapes? Just talk about vines that don't have any, you know, grapes on it. If everything, if he says anything connected to the ground is considered ki'ilu, it's not on the ground. So why do you have to talk about grapes? So Ella, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, no. They're specifically arguing about grapes that are ready to be picked. Obviously, if grapes are not ready to be picked, if things aren't ripe yet, then everybody agrees it's like karka. Even Rabbi Meir would say it's considered connected to the ground. The machlokas here is by anavim omdos li batzer. To Rabbi Meir savar kibitzuros damien for rabbanan savri lo kibitzuros damien. Rabbi Meir says it's ki'ilu, it's been picked already. The rabbanan say it's not been picked already. So this sugya relates, goes in two different directions. If we would discuss this bi'iyun, number one, all the kol ha'omeds have to be looked at and compared. Kol ha'omed livtzar that we have here. Kol ha'omed li katzer by a haircut. Right, kol ha'omed ligzos kegazes dami, kol ha'omed lisrof kesarif dami. Right, an esrog of an ir nidachas. Right, you can't use because it's ki'ilu is burned already. Kitusei mechta shiure. Right, kol ha'omed ligzos kegazes dami. What about a long fingernail for laws of chatzitza? Right, kol ha'omed ligzos kegazes dami. So all the kol ha'omeds have to be looked at, and we have to wonder whether they're all comparable or each one is separate. Right, do we say that future destiny impacts present status, right? That's the question here by Kol HaOmeds, right? What I'm going to do tomorrow or in a week from now affects what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to burn it. Okay, but I didn't burn it yet. Physically, it's still here. Ah, Halacha looks at it as if it's burned already. What do you mean it's not burned already? Right? When do you say future status has an impact? Right? Sometimes you don't say that. You don't say kala omed. And here, even in grapes, you only say kala omed once it's ready to be cut. You could already foresee. Even though if grapes are not ripe yet, I could say, what do you mean in 5 months is also going to be? But it's not kala omed. So again, that's one area, to one pathway to go down. Comparing all of those. But then, even within each one, let's take this one. Kala omed li batzer kebatzer dami. Is that for all areas of halacha? So here's a machlokas about shomrim and tfiya. So that's a machlokas tanoim. Tosfos here points out two other areas of halacha. What about hilchos Shabbos? Ah, kala omeik, so therefore I could eat these grapes that are connected to the vine before Shabbos? Of course not! That's the malacha d'oraisa of kotzer. Even Rebbe Meir, who would consider as if it's cut, wouldn't say that for hilchos Shabbos. Says Tosfos, Nira de la inyan Shabbos lekule alma lav kibitzuras damian ukimu chubaras damu to gamar mikisiras samamanim shahaisa laachar shomdim likatzer. When they cut the samamanim, the dyes, in order to dye the curtains for the mishkan, so they cut dyes that were ready to be cut. That was kotzer, right? So you see, for hilchos Shabbos, you don't say this. Hilchos Shabbos goes by the oker davar migidulo. Even if it's ready to be cut, you don't go by magical status now. You go by, is it connected? Right? Number one, we'll get back to that line in Tosas. But then he says, Ula inyan balchov, kibin dol tzrichi la'ar l'kuli ava gibsuris damien. Then in the opposite, regarding a balchov, whether a balchov is shibudim, when it comes to shibudim, right, there's this karka, there's this metaltalin, everybody would agree that it is kikarka, right? I'm sorry, it's kibitsuris damien, it's kimetaltalin. Right? Why? Because a person is not so much for das on it, because it's going to be cut. So you have one example where everybody agrees, lav kibitzuras damien. One example agrees, everybody agrees kibitzuras damien. Then our case in the middle, where it is a machlokas. If you look at the Rimigash here, the Rimigash notes on this Gemara, vidafka, another context. What about buying and selling? Vidafka linyan shomer hu damrina anavim omdusli baser lav kibitzuras damien. Only by hilchos shmira did the rabbanan say is lav kibitzuras. The kivan de la shmira kishen muchubar and bakarka hu demasrenu. Since I gave it to the shomer when it was attached to the ground, to halav lemit lashinu masrenu nihale. I didn't give it to him to cut. Avomanda zavin le lechavre. But if somebody sells to their friend anavim when they are mechuba lakarka lemit lashinu lanafshe, I sold them to you to cut. Kima de mitlashinu zavninu niale, in kvar higiyu li batzer, avali kibitzurin, v'danilu ki de mitaltan mechol midi. Right? If I sell you grapes that are ready to be cut, it's called mitaltalin. L'may nafgamina, ona'a, shvua about the sale. All of those halachas where karka is excluded, these would be considered mitaltalin. Right? Because that's, you sold it to be cut. So again, another area of halacha. Right? Mekach u'memkar, balchov, hilchos Shabbos, and Toin V'nitan. Just one final point, and that is, so Tosfos here said, oh, in the Mishkan, Kotzer was right beforehand. What does Tosfos talk about Kotzer? Which example does he give Kotzer in the Mishkan? Ah, he's alluding to a major machlokes, Rov Rishonim against Rav Haigon. When we say the Mishkan, we haven't mentioned this in a long time, when we say the Mishkan is a source for Melech HaShabbos, the 39 Melechis, is that from the daily avod in the Mishkan? 39 malachas were done, the daily avod in the Mishkan, or about the binyan of Mishkan? The 39 malachas that were done to build the Mishkan in the first place. There are differences, right? To build the Mishkan, they did bishul, right? Every day in the Mishkan, they did afia. The carbon mincha was that they were baked it. But the bishul samamanim were to cook the dyes in order to dye the curtains in the binyan of Mishkan. So Rov Rishonim, Tosfos right here, included amongst them, hold that it goes by binyan HaMishkan. That's what Rashi says in Masechah Shabbos on Daf Tzadi Beis. He talks about there, by Hotza'ah. What was the case of Hotza'ah? The carrying the boards, Rashi discusses. And he quotes, there, Rav Haigon, in the name of the Yerushalmi, Matsasi Shamar Bashim Rav Haigon Shema first by Shasi Ushalmi. Ufkudas Alazar Banaran Akoin Shemen Amar Victoris Asamu Minchas Tamid of Shemen of Ishka. Shemen Echabun Vecha Bismol Victoris Pacheco. An example of Hutsa'ah regarding the daily avod of the Mishkan. He carries the Ktoris and he carries the Shemen and he carries this. No, we say, no, it's the boards, carrying the boards of the Mishkan, which is about the binyan of Mishkan. So the Egle Tal in his Psicha to his Sefer, he talks about this Machlokas, right? Rov Rishonim against Rav Haigon. We assume, Rov Rishonim say, goes by the binyan of Mishkan, right? Binyan of the Malachas that they used to build the Mishkan, those are Malachas that we cannot, do on Shabbos, which maybe is parallel, because we're talking about creation on Shabbos. Those are the malachas that are not allowed to be done, and that's why it goes by the binyan and not just by the avoda. Good. Two dots. Einishbon el adar shevamidav shevamishkal b'chulu. The only items that you swear on are something that has a specific amount, weight, etc. B'chulu. Amar Rabbi Loshanu el adar amar lebayistam. So what's excluded in the Mishnah? If somebody says, "I gave you a house," and you say, "No, you only gave me this," that's very unclear. Aval amar lebayis zeh malei. But if I say this house full, yediatanase, that's specific enough. Right, you didn't say a number, but that's specific enough. Amale Rava, one second. Ihachi, if that's really true. Sa'adatani Seifa, why the Seifa bring in a different factor? Zeh Omer Aziz, Zeh Omer Achalon, Chayiv, Chayiv, Liflo, Galis, Nebedidel. Why don't you just say within the same, case? Bamed, Rav Amor, Bavayis, Malei. Aval Bayis, Zeh Malei, Chayiv. Why don't you say that case in the Seifa? Say, Elam Rava. Rava argues. La'olam enemode, at, eno Chayiv, ache yitan, yitanenu. Bedavar Shabita, Shemishkal, Shemminyan, Viyodelo. Bedavar Shabamida, Vishabamishkal, Vishabaminyan. You need something very specific, and this wouldn't be specific enough. Why not? Why isn't bias zeh specific enough? This full house? Tosfos. Why isn't this Tosfos in Ella Amar Rava? V'yim Tomar. V'yamay l'chash bias zeh mole. Davar shebemita. What's the problem? Tosfos says 2 days. Number one, sometimes people call something full, even though it's only mostly full. Right? Sometimes, I don't know, even comes up. You make something for your kids. I asked for a full one. I gave you a full one. It's basically full. So that's not specific. You know, sometimes if I could say a full house, then it's not a full house. It's mostly full. So that's why, for sure, you need something specific. Number one. Number two, inami. No, it's not good enough. According to Rava, machlokas amaram, you have to give a number. You have to give a midah. You have to give specific, not just a house. Right, I guess it's good enough. You can't argue with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, up until this ledge is good enough, but you have to be able to be more specific. The Ritva says the machlokas here between Abai and Rava is, does it have to be clear to all, objectively, or is it good enough for Beis Din to figure it out when you get to Beis Din? Right, it's not, if I say this house, that's not good enough. Right, because even though it is good enough, when you come to Beis Din, Beis Din will figure it out. How much could be in this house? So that's what the Ritva's formulation of the Machlokas Amai and Rava. Clarity now, or it's good enough to have clarity when you come to Beis Din. Good. Tani Gavazi de Rava, Kur Tvua li biyadcha, Vala Omer Ein Lecha biyadi, Pater. I have a Kur, no, nothing, Pater, Kofar Kol. Menorah Gadola Ish li biyadcha, Ein Lecha biyadi, El Menorah Ktana, Pater. Why? Pashtus, because that is a hoda'a shalavi minataina. I say you have a big menorah of mine, I admit to a small one. It's two different things. Azura gadol eish lebiyadcha, you have a big belt of mine. Ein lecha biyadi azura katana pater. All those cases, pashtus are, there's not a hoda'a minataina. Aval, amelo kur tfua yesh lebiyadcha. Val omer ein lecha biyadi ala lesa chayef. That's a meaning to half of the tfua that was claimed. A part of the tour that was claimed. Menorah, bas eser, litra, nish lebiyatcha. You have a menorah, you specify a number, 10 liter. Ein lecha biyadila, bas chamish, litra, chayiv. That's chayiv. We'll get to why. Isn't that different types? Kholo shodavar, lo olamino chayiv, ashiyatinenu, bedavar, shemidav, shemishkav, sheminyan. Vyodilo, bedavar, shemidav, shemishkav, sheminyan. That sounds like Rava. Lekholo shodavar, lasuye, mai. What is that including? Lav lasuye. Bias ze male. That's including bias ze male. You're also putter because it's not misuyam and it's a raya to Rava, period. But now the Gemara says, but wait a minute. Why are you chayiv in the menorah case? Umayshta menorah gadola menorah katana. Mashatana lo hodolo, mashahodolo lo tano. I say I gave you a big menorah. You say I have a small menorah. That's putter because it's like apples and oranges. So yachi bas eser bas chamish nami. Mashatana lo hodolo, mashahodolo lo tano. So even if you say a number, you say a big menorah of 10, and I say a little menorah of 5. It also should be pater. It's not hodah mimenataina. Answer, Amar Shua Bar of Chizdan, Yitzchak, no. Hacha menorah shel cholias askinan. We're talking about a menorah made of parts. And I say I gave you a menorah, a big menorah, but it has 20 parts. And you admit to a little menorah, it only has 10 parts. But it's all the same menorah. It's just different parts. To kamod le mine, it's within one type. Iyachi azuranami, it's what about the belt case. Why don't you talk about a case where parts are stitched together, and therefore you could have a case where you're chayav there too? But it's not talking about stitch. Doesn't say specifically about parts. So what's the difference? El Amar Abba Bar Mamal. No. Shiny menorah hova yachol agora lahamida chamish litrin. If you have a thick menorah, you could scrape off some of the thickness and make it into 1 of 5. So therefore it is hodah mimenataina. It is the same menorah, admitting to a weight of 5 and a weight of 10, it's the same one. The belt, if you take off pieces of the belt, it's going to be a different belt. Right? That's not the same as scraping off parts of the menorah. And therefore, that's the difference. Period. Okay. Mishnah. So the Mishnah we're about to read is basically moda b'miksas kofer bakol. It just gives it in 4 different cases. What are the 4 cases? Reuven lends Shimon money. Shimon gives Reuven a collateral, a mashkon to hold. The mashkon gets lost. 4 cases. Cases where the mashkon is worth more than the loan, worth less than the loan, and Malve and Lova each claiming from each other. So it's basically the same yesod in all the cases. Here we go. Hamalves chavir al mashkon. There's a mashkon. The other mashkon, the mashkon gets lost. Ma'amarlo sela hilviti chalav eshekel ayishava. The Malve says, hey, the loan was for a sela, and the mashkon was worth a shekel, which is half of a sela. So you still owe me half a sela. Right? You still owe me half a sela, the Malve says. V'halom, and the Lova says, no. Ella ki ella selva helvitani love selva ishava. The mashkon was worth exactly as much as the loan. He's called for bako. Pater, good. Selva v'ticha love ishekla ishava. Same claim of the malve. Falo omer loki ella selva helvitani love ishlosha dinar ma ishava. It was worth 3 quarters. So he's mitz to a quarter. Right? So that's chayev. That's a case of mode b'miksas. Good. Next case. Selva, that was the resha. Selva helvitani love ishlosha dinar ma ishava. The Love says that I borrowed a sela and the mashkon was worth 2 slayim. So you owe me, the Love says to the Malve. Valo omer loki ela sela viticha lav sela yeshava, I owe you 0 putter. Selva vitana lav shtayim ayeshava, the Love says it was a sela and I borrowed a sela and it was worth 2. Valo omer loki ela sela viticha lav chamisha dinar mayeshava, meaning he admits to some, chayiv. Right, that's all the same yisod. The skofer bakol and what it makes us. Umi nishva, who takes the shvua? Mi shabekadon etzlo. Whoever has the pikadon, meaning the mashkon, the Tosfos Yonta talks about here. Why don't you just say mashkon? Why do you say pikadon? Okay, mi shabekadon etzlo. Why? Shema yishav azev yosi alah shabekadon. Maybe the lover doesn't remember exactly how much the mashkon was worth. He's going to swear. The malve has the mashkon in his pocket, so we don't want that to happen. That's why the malve always swears. We'll have to see in the Gemara, what exactly this means. Rashi here says, what's the worry here? That he's going to take out the pikadon, v'yifsalenu le'edus u'l'shvua. And he's going to become pasal le'edus, because it'll come out, that it'll be clear that he is lying. Tosfos says, you can end up taking shvua levatala. Right? Just, if you have it, we make you swear first, because you take it out. We don't want it. Or the rif's lashon is, there's going to be a chilul shem shemayim. Not just the shvua levatala, there's going to be a chilul shem shemayim. And therefore, it is the proper that the one who has the pikadon is going to swear first. I forgot, there's a chashuk echemet about the karkan matatlin. I didn't get to mention it, but feel free to look at it on your own. But says the Gemara, ahai. First word in the Gemara. The last line of the Mishnah, what is it going on? The last line of the Mishnah says, who swears? The Malva swears. The one who has the pikadon. Which of the 4 cases of the Mishnah is this referring to? Or we should say, there's 2 cases where there's a chiyuv, right? Case 2 and case 4 are the cases of modem and mixas. So, ahai, what is this going on? So, ilema aseifa. Are we talking about the seifa? What's the seifa? The seifa. Meaning where the malve was modem and mixas. So, what do you need the chiddush of who swears? V'tebekle deshua gabe malvahu. The malve was modem and mixas. That's why the malve swears. You don't need that extra line of the Mishnah to tell me that. So, amar shmuel aresha. V'chein amar avchi barav aresha. V'chein amar abyochanan aresha. So I'm at the resha, meaning when the love is modem and mixas, and the love is chayiv, the malve still has to swear she'ena b'shuso, as we'll see. So umay resha seifa the resha sel v'vitiach alav shekel ayishave v'lo omer lo ki ella sel v'vitani alav shel jenam ayishave chayiv. That's the case of modem and mixas. The love is mode. The shvua gabi love he. The shvua is by the love. What do we do? V'shaklu arabanan mi love. Right? The Rabbanan took the Shvua from the Love, Vishadyuha Amalve, and threw it onto the Malve to prevent the Shvua Shav issues. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute. Fahasha Dam Ravashi. But now that Ravashi says, this is what we alluded to before. Ravashi says, you know what? Every Shomer always has to swear Shvuah Sheina Bershuso. That's the Torah. The Torah doesn't say that. The Torah says you have to swear what happened. The Ravashi came along and says, but every Shomer also has to swear Shvuah Sheina Bershuso because we're nervous. Maybe he's just going to pocket it and pay for it. So, if you say, like Ravashi, then of course he has to swear. This isn't a chiddush, misha bekadon etzlo. Right, he always has to swear anyway. So, zenish vashinu b'shuso, v'zenish v'kama shaveh, hachi ka'amar. Then, this is how you understand the Mishnah. It's not about who swears, but who swears first. Mi nishba tchila, misha bekadon etzlo. Shemisha v'zev, yotzi alo asa bekadon. So, if you say, there's no such thing as shuah shinu b'shuso, then the Mishnah is talking about who swears. Right, the Malva is going to swear. But if you hold like Ravashi, which we hold of, like we, as we read the Rambam before, She'ela Vav Aleph, that every Shomer first swears Shvuah Sheina Bershuso, then the Mishnah is discussing the order of the Shvuos and not the, who swears at all. The Shomer Tzion of Halacha here discusses, oh, that's interesting. So who swears first? The Malva, the Shvuah Sheina Bershuso. And then the Lova, Shvuah Bodev Mixas. So the Shvuah Dar Rabbanan comes before the Shvuah Dar Isa? Is that something of significance? Right? Here, this Bezdin is Bechayev, Shvuah D'Rabbanan, Shvuah D'Oraisa. Does this play a role, says the Shemesh Yad Malachi, in what we discussed a few days ago? Remember the Gemara asked, what's the difference between Shvuah D'Rabbanan, Shvuah D'Oraisa? Right? Rabbi Yosef Engel brought this up. Right? Maybe it's that, let's say you have two Shvuahs to handle right at once. Shvuah D'Rabbanan, Shvuah D'Oraisa, the Shvuah D'Oraisa comes first. Maybe not. He has Beferish. Shvuah D'Rabbanan comes first. So you might say because what Rabbi Yosef Engel said, because it's all Din D'Oraisa. Even if technically it's a Shvuah D'Rabbanan, it's all a din d'oraisa of dinim. That's one answer. Or you might say, no, usually made d'oraisa should go before d'rabbanans. But here the point of the d'rabbanan is to prevent the problem. Here the d'rabbanan has to go first. That's the whole purpose of the d'rabbanan. So you're right. You generally, maybe, if you have equal two different cases, there's about a shvuah d'rabbanan, shvuah d'oraisa, maybe the shvuah d'oraisa would go first. But here, you might say that the whole point of the Shvuah D'Rabbanan is to prevent the Shvuah D'Oraisa from causing problems. And therefore, you would say that that's why the Shvuah D'Rabbanan goes first. Good. The Rambam there in Hilchos She'ela discusses the Shvuah Sheina Bershuso only applies in certain cases. And the Magen Mishnah says there's no source for this, but it makes sense. The Shvuah is only when it's about objects that are not readily available in the Shuk. If there are objects that anybody could just go to the store and buy, then we do not make him swear Shvuah Sheina Bershuso. Because what's the point? You think he's going to pocket it? Let him just go to the store. Right? He's only going to try to pocket it by a chayfetz that is not readily available. So the Rambam says that, beginning at Vav Aleph in She'ela, and the Magen Mishnah says, you know, I'm not sure where he got this from, but it makes a lot of sense. That's the line of the Magen Mishnah. Hachilik mashakasa rabbeinu, avishlum zmar begemara, nira nachon, devade, calls machadavar mino shove, lama yechshad alosh, eating dama, vika chadavar, shalobrishus bailov. Right, so we assume he'll just, he wouldn't do that. Okay. Let's just continue a little more. Amar Shmuel says, Haiman de osfe alfezuzi lachavre. Umishkan lekata de magla. So now Shmuel, in this unique halachas of mashkon, I lend you 1,000 zuz, and you give me a tiny little thing as a mashkon, a handle of a knife. Avar kata de magla, avar alfezuzi. Shmuel says, you lose the mashkon? Sorry, tough luck. I gave you the mashkon, and if you don't give me the mashkon, I'm not paying you. So if you lost the mashkon, so then you're out 1,000 zuz. Obviously, if it wasn't lost, you give it back and you get back the whole thing. He can't say, I'm just giving you back this amount. Aval tarti katati lo. But if there were two handles that were given and you lost one, then you don't say, according to Shmuel, oh, here's one back, and okay, then I don't owe you the other 500. No, it's a package deal. If I give you back some of it, so then the whole loan is still intact. Rav Nachman Amar, he argues, Afilu tarti kedati avar chada, avar chamesh mea, avar idach, avar kula. Even if it's two handles. Because you say each one of them was keneged half of the loan. Aval kata v'nascha lo. But you wouldn't say that by a handle and a nascha if it's different type of, if it's different idea, different thing, it's like a precious metal of some kind, then you wouldn't say that. Right? So you wouldn't say that each one is for half. Why? Says Rashi, Ela travayu kablinu, I'm sorry, Rav Nachman Amar filu tarti ka'asi. Right, Right? Because it's ro'i lepiron, this type of nascha, so you only accepted that value, that amount, but the rest of it, obviously, of the loan, is still intact. Nahar do'ay amri, one further step, afilu kata v'nascha, ava nascha, avat palga, avat kata, avat kule. This is Shmuel and Rav Nachman and Nahar do'ay. Obviously, this seems to be against our Mishnah. Right, our Mishnah, you have a whole discussion. You don't lose everything. Tzanan, salve viticha leve shekel ha'yeshavah. Valomer, omer loki ela salve vitana leve shalosh dinar ma'yeshavah. Chayev, lemele, hakabilte. What do you mean? Let him say, you lost my mashko and I'm not giving you anything back. According to these Amoraim. Masdisan bidaparish. Shmuel bidaloparish. The Mishnah is where you specified, I'm only accepting this up until its value. But these other shitas of the Amoraim where you didn't specify, and therefore it's worth the entire loan. And we'll have to see what we hold, as the Gemara is going to say, Lema Katanoi. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Ad Hashem, we will continue with Shuas Mem Dalid, and the next perek, Kol HaNishboin, the seventh perek starts on tomorrow's daf, as we continue the march in the last couple of days of Maseches Shavuos. Ba'ayur Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is on the horizon.